In September, Ohio will become the 25th state with legal access to medical marijuana. Proponents hope that will ease the crisis caused by other drugs, opioids. Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia have some of the country's highest overdose death rates related to opioid drugs. More than 3,300 died in 2014 in the three states. Reporter Aaron Payne found a small but growing body of evidence that shows how marijuana might help.
Joe Brumfield was 23 years old when he was diagnosed with limb-girdle muscular dystrophy and prescribed an opioid to treat the pain associated with the disease. He took the medication cautiously, fearing the rise in addiction and death tied to it, and soon after sought a safer alternative.
Why am I putting my own health at risk along with my family's health by taking these prescription medications when there is a healthier natural alternative?
Advocates like Brumfield say marijuana, or cannabis as they prefer to call it, is that alternative. Now a 36-year-old living in Athens County, Ohio, Brumfield says he's been able to cut his dose of opioids in half and completely get off his anxiety and anti-inflammatory medication. Proponents are pointing to a 2014 study in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, as part of the case for cannabis being an opioid alternative. The data found fatal opioid overdose rates dropped by about a quarter in states with medical marijuana laws over the course of a decade. Lead author of that study, an assistant medical professor at the Montefiore Medical Center in New York City, Dr. Marcus Bachhuber, says the point was to begin a broader conversation about treating pain.
It's not necessarily about clamping down on opioids, as it may be about offering a wide variety of pain treatments and letting people choose safer options.
The research since indicates factors such as availability and ease of access affect the results and has expanded the limited evidence. Getting people off opioids was part of the argument which helped Ohio's medical marijuana bill pass. However, the bill's lead sponsor says people should not have unrealistic expectations.
I don't believe that everybody's going to get off narcotics and get on medical marijuana, but I think it may be the right thing for certain people in a certain way.
Republican Representative Steve Huffman says he never anticipated leading the charge for medical marijuana in his first term, or ever for that matter, but after tasked with leading a House committee on medical marijuana, he found himself advocating for patient choice and talking with those opposed to the measure. The Ohio State Medical Association was one such group, concerned for physicians dealing with a substance lacking the FDA's approval.
We're not, completely comfortable with what sort of impact it may have from a medicinal standpoint on patients.
Association Communication Director Reggie Fields says the organization can live with the bill because of safeguards like bans on smoking and home growing, while only allowing recommendations from a certified physician with an ongoing patient relationship. Huffman understands where the physicians are coming from. He's an emergency room physician himself. But as a lawmaker, he says it's something citizens wanted.
We'll see how it plays out over the next year to 18 months, but I think it's going to be the best for the patient here and for all the citizens in the state of Ohio.
It will be about that long before Ohioans with qualifying conditions can legally purchase cannabis while the system is implemented. Joe Brumfield hopes to be in the program, but isn't sure how his application will go, given muscular dystrophy is not an approved condition, but chronic pain is. In the meantime, he says he'll continue to advocate for fellow patients in other states affected by the opioid epidemic.
My hope is that people will start looking at this with new eyes. We need to repeal prohibition again.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens County, Ohio.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.